There are some great benefits to being the pastor of the same parish for a long time. Most, if not all, of the children who received First Holy Communion last May were baptized by me. Most, if not all, of the young people who will be confirmed in October received First Holy Communion from me. On Friday, I was working on marriage preparation for one of the young people confirmed during my first year as pastor here. It is an amazing gift from the Lord and a great privilege to accompany people along the road of the pivotal events in their lives. I get to feed people with the Word of God, the bread of life, and the gift of the Spirit. I get to walk with people on the journey of faith throughout their lives. And I get to proclaim words of faith and consolation when they stand on the threshold of eternal life. There's some great benefits to being the pastor of the same parish for a long time. There are some great challenges, too. There's the pandemic. We had the fire. There's division and controversy. There are whispered criticisms and angry letters. But honestly, none of those are the greatest challenge. The greatest challenge and the greatest difficulty in being pastor of the same parish for a long time is having to watch people choose spiritual starvation. We offer the feast of faith, and people choose spiritual starvation. A life of faith is a gift, and a life of faith is always a work in progress. The Lord and His church give us so many ways to nourish our faith. We have the scriptures, we have the community, we have so many varied ways to pray in our Catholic faith. We have the sacrament of reconciliation, we have adoration of the Blessed Sacrament, we have the celebration of the Eucharist, we have the gift of Holy Communion as our food for the journey, and the journey is a long one. We have all of these ways to nourish our faith. We have all of these ways to be fed by the bread from the hand of Jesus. And yet, when offered the feast of faith, there are many who choose the diet of spiritual starvation. Now, let me be clear, the life of faith is not easy. The life of faith is a rough road with many trials, tribulations, and challenges. The life of faith is not one beautiful sunny day after another. We will be hungry in the life of faith. But a life of faith is allowing ourselves to be nourished by Jesus. A life of faith is recognizing our hunger and allowing Jesus to feed us. Now, when people choose the diet of spiritual starvation, it usually begins either with a sin or with a difficult question. Sin is choosing to be fed by something other than Jesus. When we repeatedly choose sin, we stop recognizing our need to be nourished by Jesus. The difficult question or the difficult situation, an illness, a tragedy, a scandal, a disappointment, can often lead us to seek our nourishment from something other than Jesus. And these are the first steps on the road of spiritual starvation. The next steps are usually giving up prayer, separating oneself from the worship of the community, and choosing the food of bitterness rather than the nourishment of the Word of God, the bread of life, and the gift of the Spirit. This is the diet of spiritual starvation. And now, I imagine that you are thinking about the people in your own lives who are being nourished by the diet of spiritual starvation. And what will you do? Will you call them? Will you speak to them? Will you gently encourage them? Will you choose to be present to them in their suffering and starving? you have knowledge about them that I do not. You have access to them that I do not. You have an opportunity with them that I do not. What will you do?